Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Ayin Beis. We left off on daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis all the way back up. We just did the top Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Maybe we'll repeat it right now. But we fell a little bit behind by design as we're coming closer to the end of Masechta and the end of Shas. Today's shiur once again has three sponsors. First, anonymously, Lizchusar for Shalema. For Noach Moshe Yehuda ben Malka Tzipora, Yishrav Rafur Shalema, and by Henry Orlinsky, Lizecher Nishmas Marcel Weber, Mordechai ben Yoshua Menachem Mendel, Alav Hashalom, and Shem Shem Aliyah, and by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much also for the continued sponsorship. So we're holding again, we're going to start again from the Mishnah on the very top of Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. What we're going to talk about, the Mishnah is going to talk about the status of a Yosheves Haldam Tohar, what we call a Tvulas Yom Aruch, that a woman who is during the Yemei Tohar, the 33 days after the original 7 days of Tumah after having a boy, or the 66 days of Tahara after the original 14 days of Tumah, where we assume that that any Dam she sees is not going to make her a Nida, but in a certain sense she's a Tvul Yom. So she does have some lower status of Tumah, she's just a Tvul Yom for a really, really long time. So we're going to talk about how the Chachamim changed their mind about exactly what her status is when it comes to the Yosheves Haldam Tohar. Then the next mission, in the middle of Ayin Aleph and Beis, is going to continue to talk about the Yosheves Haldam Tohar, and it's also going to record in Machlokas whether she requires an additional Tevila at the end of the Yemei Tohar. She does a Tevila at the end of the Yemei Tumah, does she need another Tevila at the end of the Yemei Tohar? Then the mission on the very bottom of the page is going to talk about what happens if a woman sees Dam on the last of the Yemei Ziva, the Yud Aleph Yom, Shebe Nida Linita, because one thing we know is that it takes 3 days to become a Zava Gadola. So for a person to be a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, Lechora, it's not a possibility if she start to become a Zava Gadola, if she starts being a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom on the last day of the Yemei Ziva. So does that affect her status in any way? If she goes to the mikveh that night and has Tashmish, is that considered that she violated the halacha of Ziva, of Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom? And we're then going to explain the machlokas beisham and beis hillel about a chiyuv korban if she was nevelas on lel yud beis on that night after seeing dam on yud aleph, and then the gemara is going to get further into the status of a shomeris yom keneged yom, the exact status and rules of a shomeris yom keneged yom. So that should take us through at least as far as we're going to get today. So just to repeat the mishnah that we did at the very end yesterday to be a little bit clearer about what the mishnah is talking about, a few words of introduction, 4 points of introduction. Point number one, a person that is Tameh, from the moment they go to the mikveh until they have Harav Shemesh, they are a Tevul Yom. A Tevul Yom is not totally done with their Tumah. They just lower their level of Tumah. They now become a Sheni L'Tumah. Even though they've already gone to the mikveh, until Harav Shemesh, they become a Sheni L'Tumah. So since they're only a Sheni L'Tumah, they can't have any impact on Chulin, because Chulin can never become a Shlishi, but they can have an impact on Truma. Truma can become a Shlishi. They certainly can have an impact on Kachim, which can even become a Revi'i. Point number two, a Yoledes, who's Yosheves Haldam Tohar, is considered a Tevul Yom, meaning if she's had a baby girl and she's already gone through 14 days of Tumah and went to the mikveh, now she's got 66 days of Yemei Tohar. During that entire time period, she's considered a Tevul Yom, and therefore, she's not allowed to eat Truma during that entire time period, because a Tevul Yom is possible to eat Truma. Point number three, there are various degrees of Tumah. A mace itself is an aviyavos tumah. That which becomes tummy from a mace is an avatumah. That's not the only way to become an avatumah. A zav, a nida, yoledas, those are also avatumah. Someone who becomes tummy from an avatumah is a rishon tumah. That which becomes tummy from a rishon is a sheni. A sheni can only impact truma and kachim. Chulim cannot become a shlishi. Truma cannot become a revi, but kachim can. So whenever And also just terminology, whenever we say the word pasul when it comes to food, we always mean something that is itself tame but doesn't have the koach to transmit tuma to something else. And point number four of introduction is that chulin shenas v'altaras hakodesh, if a person decides that they want to live on a elevated madrega and they're going to treat their chulin as if it is kodesh, there's a machlokas tanaim in meseches chulin whether that has any halachic impact. whether we treat that food, that chulin food, with the halachos of Kabbalah's Tumah of Kodshim. Do we say that because the person was mekabel to do so, he was mekabel to eat chulin altaras hakodesh, so he now has to be noeg betara based on what his Kabbalah was? Or do we say, no, you can't make such a Kabbalah. The Chacham don't allow you to take chulin and just turn it into kodesh. Or perhaps, since it's such an uncommon thing to do, the Chacham weren't machmir and the davar sheino matzoh, something that's so uncommon. So it has a din of chulin, or maybe at best it has a din of truma, but it's not going to have a din of kodesh just because you decided. So that is a machlokas in Maseches Chulin. So now let's see the Mishnah again. For Rishona Yomrim, originally the Chacham used to say that a yosheves al dam tohar, that a woman who was during the Yemei Tohar, after she went to the mikvah at the conclusion of her Yemei Tumah after giving birth, she'd be allowed to pour water from one kli to another kli in order to, the way Rashi understands, to rinse off the Karban Pesach. The Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos understands that we're talking about mayim that's used for the matzos. But the way Rashi understands is the mayim that was going to rinse off the Karban Pesach, because the Tevil Yom is a sheni, and over here she's not touching the water. All she's doing is touching the kli, and a sheni doesn't have the ability to be metame a kli. A Tevil Yom is metame mashkim to make them a shlishi l'tumah, but does not have the ability to affect the kli. And therefore, as long as she doesn't touch the water, it's okay. If she touches the water, it's going to be a problem. Why would it be a problem? The water is chulin, and a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chulin. Chulin can only become a sheni, can never become a shlishi. Yeah, but this water is designated for the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is Kodesh, and therefore it's Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. And we're working with the assumption that that means something, that if you decide that you're going to treat Chulin with Taras HaKodesh, that now has to takes on the elevated Tumah sensitivity that Kodesh would normally have, and therefore she has to be careful not to touch the water itself, but she could empty out from the Kli, pouring out from a pitcher. So Chazru Lomar, then the Chachamim changed their mind about two things. First of all, they said Harei Kimaga Tamemes, that she's no longer going to be a Tevil Yom, is no longer going to be only like a Sheni Latuma. A Tevil Yom instead would be like a Rishon Latuma, meaning like someone who touched a Tamemes. Mace itself is a Viavos. A Tamemes is an Av. Someone who touched a Tamemes is a Rishon Latuma. So if she touches Kachim, she's now going to make that Kachim a Sheni Latuma, and in that sense, it's a greater Chumrah, but also Lakodshim, that Chul Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh does not have a din of Kodesh, and therefore she's able to touch the Mayim itself, and it's not going to become Tamei, because her din of being, of having a status of a Maga Tamei Meis is only insofar as Kodshim is concerned. As far as her interactions with Chulin, she's like a Tevil Yom, a regular Tevil Yom, it's only a Sheni L'tumah. We only elevated her status to a Rishon L'tumah when it came to her interaction with Kodshim. So that, in that sense, it's a kula. Kedivrei Beis Hillel. So that's according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Amrim, Af Ketmei Meis. That even she's not only a Rishon L'tumah, she's an Av HaTumah. Like if she touches Kachim, the Kachim is going to become a Rishon L'tumah. She's like someone who became Tamei to a Meis directly, not someone who became Tamei from someone who became Tamei to a Meis. That's the Shita of Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara is going to explain what the Chachamim originally held and what they held when they changed their mind, that there was some change that the Mishnah is describing. So originally we said that Yosheves Al Dam Tohar is allowed to pour water out of a pitcher to rinse off the Karban Pesach. So Ma'ara'in no Ga'aslo. So the proper diuk to make is, as we explained on the Mishnah, yes, she can pour water out of a pitcher, but she may not touch that water, even though that water is chulin. Why not? Alma chulin shnas al taras hakodesh kekodesh damu. Because even though it's chulin shnas al taras hakodesh, and we're assuming that it has a din of kodesh. So if she touches that water, it's going to become a shlishi, just like when a Tevil Yom touches Kodesh itself. Because if it had a din of Chulin, then even when she touches that water, it wouldn't make any difference, because a Tevil Yom cannot make a Tevil Yom is only a Sheni, cannot have any impact on Chulin. So from the ratio of the Mishnah, we see she's not allowed to touch the water. Why is she not allowed to touch the water? Because the water is Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh, and we therefore treat the water like it's Kodesh itself, But then I have a sefer. You go weiter in the Mishnah and it says, Chazru lomar harehi kimaga tamei meis. That when they changed their mind, they said that she is like a rishon l'tuma lakachim, only as far as kachim are concerned. Lakachim in l'chulin lo. Yeah, as far as kachim are concerned, but not as far as chulin is concerned. The very idea that something is going to have a status for kachim, but not for chulin, suggests that chulin can never rise to the level of kachim, that chulin can never have the tumah sensitivity that kachim has. So in the sefer, once the chum changed their mind, they're telling us that chulin shnas ataras hakodesh is not treated like kodesh. So originally, the chachamim held that chulin shnas ataras hakodesh has the status of Kodesh, like one day of Tanayim in Maseches Chulin, and then they changed their mind and they said, like the other day of Tanayim in Maseches Chulin, that Chulin Shnas Al Taras of Kodesh cannot have the status of Kodesh. And then now the Gemara explains, when it says that Beis Hillel says that a Tevil Yom has the status of a Rishon Letumah, Masnisin Mani Abishol Hi. That our Mishnah is assuming like Abishol, the Tani Abishol Omer, Tevil Yom Tchila LaKodesh, L'tamei Shnayim L'Fsal Echad. That a Tevil Yom is a din of a tchila, a rishon l'tumah, at least as far as kodesh is concerned, and a rishon l'tumah we know can be metame two other levels and pasul one further level, meaning that which is a rishon l'tumah can make a sheni, which in turn can make a shlishi. Both of those things are called tame because they have the ability, not only become tame themselves, they have the ability to be metame something else, and the revi'i is what's called pasul because that's the end of the line, because it cannot be metame anything else. So our Mishnah's assumption that a tvil yom, at least as far as kachim is concerned, has a din of a rishon l'tumah, assumes like the shita of Abba Shaul. As far as chulin is concerned, the tvil yom does not have a din of a rishon. The tvil yom has a din of a sheni l'tumah. Now our Mishnah that says that barishona they would say that the yosheves al dam tawar is able to pour water from a kli to another kli to wash the carbon pesach, and we're not choshesh that she might touch the water. Tosos comments that the chiddush is that we're not choshesh she's going to touch the water, but it's pashut that she can pour water because she's not metame behesed. Meaning, the chiddush is not that the pouring itself is not metame. Of course the pouring itself is not metame. The chiddush is that we're not choshesh that it's going to be metame benegia, that she's going to be nogeya in the water directly, because a tevil yom is definitely not metame betumas hesed. So by picking up a pitcher full of water, she's not metame the water. And Tosos writes that there are those that want to be medayik from the Mishnah that if she was metame b'masa, then that water wouldn't be kashal in netilas yadayim. That someone who's metame things b'masa by carrying them, then that water would not be, the water that she carries would be pasul in netilas yadayim, and that's why they don't allow accepting water from a guy who's metame b'masa midrabanan or from a nida or a yoledes to be for netilas yadayim. And Tos says it's a mistake because a nida and Yoledes are no tell their own Yadayim, and they're Metamim Masa. So he says, Kol Shkein, now that we're all Temeim, and that's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that Anida is Ksheru L'Netilas Yadayim for herself, and she can fill up water to be no tell Yadayim for other people. So that's the Ha'ara that Tos has over here, that we don't have any such hesitations. There may be a different hesitation with Anida filling up water for Netilas Yadayim, and that is that the Mishnah tells us that Mesachas Ksubas, the Kol Malacha She'isha Osa L'Baila, Nida Osa L'Baila, any malacha that a woman normally does for her husband, and Nida can also do for her husband, chutz me mizigas hakos hatzas hamita varchatzas panav yadav viraglav, that she's not allowed to be rochets panav yadav viraglav. So certainly that means she's not allowed to directly bathe him and wash him, but there's a discussion in the poskim, can she fill up water that he can then use to wash his hands? Is Anita allowed to fill up a washing cup that her husband should be able to use the washing cup? So some of the poskim are machmir about this issue. It's a machlokas poskim, and even if you are machmir, there's a question, what about the other way around? Can the husband fill up the washing cup for the wife? Is that only one of those things that the Anita can't do for her husband? So very often people just have as a basic terechah, Teretz, that after they wash, they leave the water flowing to fill up for the next person, and they'll close the water after it fills up. So if the next person to wash is Ishto Nida, or husband, or it's an Ishto Nida that's washing, and the next person to wash is the husband, so maybe that's a problem. The number of the poskim machmir. In the back of Rabbi Sablovsky's Hilchos Nida book, they have Psakim from Rav Shechter, and it says over there that Rav Shechter said that a husband that a wife is not allowed to fill up a washing cup for her husband to do Netilas Yadayim. So one of my Talmidim came over, I had never read that, one of my Talmidim came over to me this week and he said, am I allowed to fill up a washing cup for my wife to wash Netilas Yadayim? So I said, yes. And he said, really? Because Rav Shechter said no. Yeah, I love when they do that. He said, because Rav Shechter said no. And I said, oh, okay. But and I looked, he said that a wife is not allowed to do for her husband in the back of the book. So I said, maybe there's a chiluk to be made between Isha lebaila and Baal leishto. So I said, why don't you go ask Rav Shechter? He's sitting there, might as well ask him. So the fellow went over to ask him. He said, Rav Shechter said he never wrote this and he holds that it's totally mutter. Okay, fine. So good. So for the next edition, I told the fellow who wrote up the Pesach of Rav Shechter that for the next edition they got to fix that. Okay, says the Gemara now. Next Mishnah, rather. Umodim, both Beishameh and Beisilel, who are machmir by Yoledes, it's Yosheves al Dam Toar, to consider her like a Tameya, as far as Kachim is concerned, and they just argue about the level of her Tumah, she Yocheles b'maser. They both agree that as soon as she goes to the Mikveh, she's allowed to eat Maiser Sheni like any other Tevul Yom. We're not going to be more machmir on her, as far as Maiser Sheni is concerned, than we would for any other Tevul Yom. And another halacha, v'kotz she can also be mafresh challah from a dough and just not be kore shame challah on that which she's mafresh. So when she touches anything, she's only touching chulin, and tvul yom doesn't have any impact on chulin. It's not matame chulin. As soon as she calls it challah, then it takes on the status of truma, and now she's going to be matame it. So she's got to cut off the piece, not call it anything, and then bring it, put it aside, but bring the rest of the dough near that piece of challah, and then be kari l'shem challah, and not touch it any further. The nafal miruka umidam tahara al kikar shel truma, and if one of her mayanos, if one of her liquids from her body come and land on truma, so shu tahar. They agree that it's going to be tahar because the mashkin that's yotze from a tevul yom is tahar. Mashkin that's yotze from a tevul yom does not have the status of like the mayanos hazav or something like that. When a person is a zav, they're an avatuma. Zava is an avatuma. So the mayanos hazav, are also tame. But mashka from a tevul yom, who's only a sheni the tuma to begin with, is not going to be metame. Totally separate machlokas. What happens at the end of the Yimei Tahara? So certainly at the end of the Yimei Tumah, she goes to the mikveh. So if she had a baby boy at the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikveh. Then 33 days later, does she go to the mikveh again? So that's machlokas. Beishamai says yes. Beisil says no, not necessary to go to the mikveh again. The Keren Ora explains, the Keren Ora Mesechus Vachim explains that from here we see that there's no heschadas from achilas, that a heschadas from achilas truma doesn't passel betruma, meaning the very fact that she was masiach das, because for that entire 33 day or 66 day period she couldn't eat truma, that alone will not passel her from future eating of truma unless she does a tevila, because Beis Hillel says she doesn't need a tevila, and clearly she was masiach das for a very long time from the possibility of eating truma. So that's the ha'ara of the Keren Ora in Maseches Vachem. Keren Ora is like one of the major commentaries when you learn Kachim. Rav Shechter, a couple of years ago during the last month of the year in June when the college was over, so he likes to say shir on different topics. So he had a cataract problem; he couldn't see. So he had to do just things that he knew pretty much bal peh. So he said shir and Zvachim. So he was just quoting Karen Oras the entire time. So says the Gemara, Da Amar Mar, Tavol Va'ala, Ochel B'Maiser. That the Mishnah, we're explaining the basic reasons for all the dinim that we just said in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that Yoshev Saldam Tawar is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. Why? Because we learned from one of the Chachamim that Tavol Va'ala, if a person went to the mikvah, came out of the mikvah, they're Ochel B'Maiser, they're allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. You don't have to wait for Harav Shemesh to eat Maiser Sheni. You have to wait for Harav Shemesh to eat Truma, but not to eat Maiser Sheni. And she can also be mafresh chala. So because chulin atvulin lachala, lav kechala damu. When you have tevel that requires chala, that requires you to be mafresh chala from it, we do not view that tevel as if it is chala. It's still tevel. It's still chulin. We view it as chulin, and that's why she's not metameh yet at that stage. Uma kefes, and she puts the piece that she cut off next to the rest of the dough. Why does she have to put it next to the rest of the dough? Damar mitzvah litra minamukaf. That's a rule in taking chumas in general. You always have to be toreim from that which is right next to something. So she has to put them next to each other at the shas hafrasha. Right? That's why we suggest that if a person forgot to be mafresh chala, you get the shayla all the time, person forgot to be mafresh chala, then they baked all their chalas already. So what do? So you do some sort of tziruf, a tziruf kli, or you put them all under the same towel or something, and then you mafresh, then you have to cut off an end of one of the chalas, loaves, and you're kari shem chala, you're mafresh chala from that. People don't like that psak. What do you mean? I'm not going to be able to use it for lecha mishnah now. How can I? You know, I made X number, but it's better than having tevel. So that's what you do. V'kari l'shem, and then you call the shem chala on it. So says Gemara, the kriya shem that she has to do on the chatichas ha'isa that she cut off is me'avra'i. It's from outside of the kli where the rest of the dough is. Salka daitachamina nigzur dil ma'asi l'min gaba. I might have thought that, meaning the chiddush over here is that I might have thought that she might come to touch the challah after the kriyas Hashem and be metamiyit, because the tvul yom can be metami challah, because challah is the status of truma. So kamash mulan. That's why the Tan is telling me that she's allowed to be mafresh in this way, and you don't have to worry that she's going to come to touch the challah, which has the status of truma. The Aruch Lenar explains the reason we're not choshesh is because it needs to be placed in a separate kli anyway, in order that there should be a hacker not to touch the challah after your korei shem. So once it's in its separate own kli, then there's no reason to be choshesh that she's going to cut, that she's going to touch it. You have a built-in hacker by the fact that it's in a separate kli. Vim nafal meruka, that we then said if one of her liquids fall onto truma, if her saliva falls onto truma, the truma is going to be tahar. The tnan mashka tevul yom k'mashka nanogeh behem. The mashka that comes out of a tevul yom, the saliva, the tears that come out of a woman who's a tevul yom, have the same status as any liquid that has touched a tevul yom. Which means they don't have the ability to be, they don't become tami from the tevul yom. Chutz b'mashka hazav shuav atuma, except for the mayanos hazav or the zov and the roke and the meraglayim of hazav is an avatuma. That's a din midah raisa. But by a tevul yom, we don't have such a thing. Beishamai, we then said Beishamai says she needs a tevila at the end of the Yimei Tawar, and Beisil says no, she doesn't. My Benayhu, some Rav Katina, Tevil Yom Aruch, Yika Benayhu. They're arguing about a Tevil Yom Aruch. According to Beishamai, we have to be machmir more than any other Tevil Yom, because there's a major Hesach Hadas from the sheer length of time that she spends being a Tevil Yom, and that's why we require an additional tevila. But Beisil says no, it's just a regular Tevil Yom, just expand the time. Normally a Tevil Yom, let's say we'll go to the mikvah at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and if shkia is at 4:30, let's say it's at 5:30. So good. So by 5:30, she's fine, and she can eat truma, and that's all. You don't go to the mikvah again at 5:30. So over here also, it just happens to be 66 days later, but it's just an expanded version of tevul yom. So Basil says it's unnecessary to go to the mikvah again. Okay, new mishnah now. So again,
that's the whole mishnah talking about.
Yeah. So it's saying whether Tevil Yom Aruch is different than regular Tevil Yom. That's what Tzika Benayim. The machlokas between them is whether Tevil Yom Aruch is different than regular Tevil Yom. So the Gemara is just speaking in not in the clearest terms, but that's l'chara what it means. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Aleph and Beis goes back to the topic that we've said 1,000 times, that there's difference between Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. The Yira Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida, she's only eligible to become a Zava, and she can only become a Zava Gadol if she sees Dam for 3 consecutive days during the Yira Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. So now we have Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What if she sees Dam on the 11th day of the Yira Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida? She cannot become a Zava Gadol. There's no chance, because if she sees Dam for 3 days straight, the second and third day are just going to be Yemei Nida. So Aroi Yom HaCharasar, if a woman sees Dam on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva, which is the last of the Yemei Ziva, so even if she sees the next day, it's not going to be Mitztaref to this Re'iyah, it's just going to be regular Dam Nida if she sees the next day. And then V'tavla La'erev, instead of being Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she went to the mikveh that night, U'mishamsha, and she had Tashmish with her husband after going to the mikveh that night. So B'sham Yom Mitam Mishkov Moshev V'chayav B'Karban, that they're Mitam Mishkov Moshev like an Avatuma, and they're chayav a korban if they were mishamish b'shogeg, because she's shomer yom keneged yom, and he was a bol shomer yom keneged yom, because they thought that the Beis Shammai holds that even re'iyas yom acharas, or even a re'iyah on the 11th day, requires shimur on the following day, even though there's no chance of it ever being mitzdarev to becoming a zava gedola. You still have that din of being a shomer yom keneged yom. Beis Hillel repetur mina korban. Beis Hillel says no, they don't have to bring a korban because minatar, the 11th day doesn't require shimur the next day, because there's nothing that could happen. What are you being shomer from? It's not going to lead to Zava Gadola. So it's part of the Yemei Nida. Midrabanan, she's Tameya and Mitameh is Boala. That's a Gezeira Midrabanan of the Tumah of the Tumah of the 11th day is going to affect the following day, so that we don't come to be overly makil when it comes to Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom in general, but certainly not to bring a korban. Tavla b'yom shalacharav, if let's say she went to the mikveh the next day after the 11th day, v'shimsha es beisa, and she had tashmish with her husband after she was shomer miktsas hayom, so she was shomer yom keneged yom with miktsas hayom of day 12, which is really the first of the Yemei Nida, and then she had tashmish with her husband, v'achar kach rasa, and then she saw Adam later that same day, beishame yom mitam mishkav moshav uptur min hakarban. Beishame says she's still mitam mishkav moshav midrabanan, because if she saw on the day of Shimur earlier during the Yemei Ziva, it would be Sosa the whole Shmira, it would count toward the Yemei Ziva. So too, Beis Shammai says, Midrabanan, we're going to have to make a Chumrah that if she sees on the day of Shimur, which even though it's the first day of the Yemei Nida already, we have to be Gozer to be Machmir, that she's Mitami Mishkav Moshev, but she's Patur Min HaKarban, because the bottom line is, it was totally Mutter when she was Mishamish with her husband, meaning she saw Dam on day 11, she was Shomer Yom Keneged Yom on part of day 12, she had she went to the mikveh, she had tashmish with her husband, everything was totally fine. The dam that she saw afterwards has no connection to yesterday's dam. The dam that she saw afterwards is dam nida, it's not dam ziva. So it doesn't ruin her, it's not sosar anything l'mafreya. O Beis Hillel omer mahareza gargaron. Beis Hillel says, the boel that couldn't wait till that night to have tashmish with her is a gargaron. He's rushing to do averos, he's rushing, he can't control himself, because but that's all. Meaning, it's not metami mishkav moshav, there's no chiv karban, we can call him names, we can say that he's a gargaron, but that's it. There's no halachic status, because he, at the end of the day, there's nothing that was actually that there's no laws of tuma that were actually violated. Umodim and Beis Hillel agrees that Beroa Betocha Charasu Yom Vetavla La'erev V'Shimsha Shemitam Mishkav Moshe V'Chayim V'Karban. Certainly, if this were to happen sometime during, in middle of the 11 days of the Yemei Ziva, and she were to go to the mikveh that night and have beer with her husband, then for sure she's even Chayiv V'Karban for that, even if she didn't see the next day, because a Zava Katana that was not Shomeris Yom and has to be Shomeris Yom is Temeya. That's 100% Temeya. So there's nothing to talk about. Tavla B'Yom Shalacharav, and if she would have gone to the mikveh the next day, v'shimsha, and has tashmish with her husband, hareza tarbus ra'a, that is a bad habit to be in, because she still might see dam later that day, and that dam that she sees later that day is going to be mitzdaref to her ziva that she saw the previous day. I mean, we're talking about in the middle of Yira, let's say on day 3 of the Yira Yom, she may need to see dam, and then the next morning she waits a couple of hours, goes to the mikveh, has tashmish with her husband, terrible idea. Because if she sees dam later on that day, on day four of the Rav Yom, it's going to go back to be mitzdarif with what she saw the previous day. It will turn out she was never really tar. So that's a tarbus ra. That's a bad idea. Umagaan, and that which they touched on the day after the tvila, as far as tuma and tara, ubi ilasan, and the bia that she has tuluyin, are all going to be, we have to wait and see what happens. We have to wait and see if she sees more dam that day or not. Because if she sees dam, then she's a zava, and he's a boel zava, and the mitami, everything that they touched, even before she actually sees the dam, and the chayiv karban. If she doesn't see any more dam that day, they lucked out. She was actually tahora, because the shmir siyom keneged yom, you can have a mitzvah siyom kekulo, it's just risky. It's exactly the same halacha that we have by Shivanikiyim, right? That the halacha is that a zava gadola requires 7 clean days, and really mitzvah siyom kekulo. On that 7th day, she only needs a svira for a couple of hours in the morning, or a couple of minutes in the morning, and then she can go to the mikveh and she's tahora. But it's very, very risky, because if she bleeds later that day, when it's still the 7th day, it's going to be soser everything lemafreya. And that's why, even though we treat all women like a zava gadola, we do not open the mikveh during the day, because it's too risky of a behavior. So the Mishnah is describing the same thing, just as far as zava katana is concerned, that you can't play such games. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains the machlokas b'shamim b'silal. Tan Rabbanan. So the brisa tells as follows: v'shavim tovelas b'laylu l'zava, that b'shamim b'silal agree that a zava katana who's tovelas at night in middle of the Yir Alef Yom, she'ena tevila, that is not a valid tevila. She needs to be shomeres yom the next day before she can go to the mikvah. She can't just be tovel that night. V'shavim b'ro b'tocha charas yom v'tovel erev. And therefore, everyone agrees that if, let's say, Stam, she sees Dam on the 5th day of the Yir Alef Yom, and then that night she goes to the mikveh Nastashmish with her husband, everything's tamei, she's chayav a karban. It's not like there's a wait and see. No, she didn't do her chi of shmira. She wasn't shomeres yom kineged that yom that she saw. Lo nechleku ella biyom acharas yom. The whole machlokas about going to the mikveh at night is only if she saw on the 11th day, like we had in our Mishnah. Shebesham yom metam mishkav moshe v'chayim v'karban, uvesil upot v'karban. Besham says metam mishkav moshe v'chayim v'karban, like a shomeres yom keneged yom. Uvesil says upot from a karban, because she's not a shomeres yom keneged yom on a daraisa level, because even if she sees dam the next day, it's not going to be mitzdarif to the ziva. The next day is already a meinida. So amulen besham v'besil. So the brisa continues. Besham challenges v'besil. Maishna acharas yom mitoch achas. Maishna Yom Acharasar Mi Yom Toch Acharasar. Why is day 11 different than any of the preceding days? Im Shiva Lo L'Tuma Lo Yishva Lo L'Karban. Meaning, after all, even you basically admit that if she sees Dam on day 11, that she's still Matame Mishkav Moshev. You're just saying that she's not going to be Chayva Karban, but you're admitting she's still Matame Mishkav Moshev. So if she has the same status as far as Tuma is concerned, why doesn't she have the same status as far as Karban is concerned? So Amalan Beisila Beishamai Lo Marta B'Toch Acharasar Yom Shkin Yom Shalom. There's a huge difference. If she sees Dam on any of the earlier days, well, then the next day seeing Dam will combine with that which she saw the previous day and will actually be part of her Ziva. So it will turn out she was never Mitaya herself. But if she sees Dam on day 11, any dam she sees the following day is not going to be mitzdarif to Reziva. So Amalan Beishame says, I understand that point, but hishvumi desechem, but then you got to be consistent. Im shivalo l'tuma, yishvalo l'karban. Im lo shivalo l'karban, lo yishvalo l'tuma. If you're going to treat the woman who sees on day 11 the same as the woman who sees earlier in the Yir Alef Yom, as far as tuma is concerned, you should treat them the same as far as karban is concerned. And if you're not going to treat them the same as far as karban is concerned, don't treat them the same as far as Tumah is concerned. Don't say that the woman who saw Dam only on day 11 and then went to the mikveh that night, that she's still Matami Mishkav Moshav. That doesn't make any sense according to you. If you hold that, there's no Ziva that could happen here anyway, she's finished with the Yimei Ziva, so then there should be no Tumah Mishkav Moshav. Samalan Beisilo, Beisilo says, Im Hiviunuhu Lidei Tumah Lahachmir Lo Nivieu Lidei Korban Lahakel. He says, very simply, it's a Din Midrabanan. The The tumah is the tumah midrabanan that we're declaring, and that's all. And we can't midrabanan make her chayiv a karban. That would be a huge kula to bring chulin la'azara. So this is the way things work on a drabanan level. Va'od midvreichem atem noshkin. And aside from that, says the Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, lishitaschem. Sometimes you're machmir linyan tumah to make her as if she was not shomer at all, and you were not machmir legabe karban. Shatem omrim, because you yourselves say that if she sees sometime in the middle of the 11 days, and tabli yom shalach rav shimsha, and then she goes to the mikveh the next day, and she has tashmish with her husband, v'achar kach rasa, and then still on that next day she sees more dam, mitami mishkov moshev patur min hakarban. You also say she's mitami mishkov moshev, but patur from a karban. So afatem ishvu midusechem. So I challenge you, says the Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, that you should be consistent. Im shiva lo l'tuma, if the day after she saw the dam is going to be treated the same as the night that follows it. The night that followed the re'iyah, as far as tuma is concerned, yishvu lo l'karban. Then it should be the same as the night that followed the re'iyah as far as carbon is concerned. Vim lo shiva lo l'karban. If you're not going to treat it the same as far as carbon is concerned, lo yishvu lo l'tuma. It shouldn't be treated the same as far as tuma is concerned either. Allah hachmir v'lo l'akel. Lachanami lachmir v'lo l'akel. Elamai, you Beis Shammai agree that there is such a concept of lahachmir v'lo l'akel, that sometimes we're going to treat, we're going to impose a chumra midrabanan as far as tuma, but that does not authorize us to be makel and allow one to bring a karban. So that's exactly what I'm doing, says the Beis Hillel at the conclusion of the Yod Aleph Yom, that if she first saw Dam on day 11, so if she goes to the mikvah that night and has tashmish with her husband, we think it's terrible, and therefore we're going to be gozer tumas mishkav v'moshav, but I can't be mechayev or a karban, because we're not allowed to do that. So now the Gemara says another chumra in Shitas Beis Shammai. Amar Rav Huna, mishkav v'moshav shebesheni, the mishkav v'moshav on the second day after her re'iyah within the Yod Aleph Yom. Let's say she saw Dam on day 5, and then she had a mishkav v'moshav on day 6. Beis Shammai mitamin af pishetav af pishlo rasa. Beis Shammai is going to be mitamin mit rabbanan even if she went to the mikvah on that day and she didn't see any dam for the remainder of that day. So now it's uvra adav l'mafreya that she was really tahora the entire time. Beis Shammai is going to say we're still going to be mitamin or mishkav v'moshav. My time, why? Kiven di ilu chazia mitamin hashnami mitamin. Because had she seen dam during that day, it would have been mitame l'mafreya all the mishkav v'moshav that she had that day. So now that she hasn't seen dam, we're still going to be mitame l'mafreya all the mishkav v'moshav she had that day. So says Maram Rav Yosef, my kamash milan. What's the great chiddush of this? Tanina, I already said this in our Mishnah. Tavli yom shalach rav, if a woman saw dam on day 11, and then she went to the mikvah on the following day. V'shimsha es beisa, and then she had bia with razmir achar kach rasa, and then she saw dam later that day. Beis Shammai or mitam mishkav as moshavos patur min hakarban. Beis Shammai says she's still going to mitam mishkav moshav everything she said on that day, but she's patur from a karban. So from here, from that, we should be able to medayik the halacha that Rav Huna said, that just like Beis Shammai is mitam midrabanan l'mafreya everything that she sat on day 12, even though she there was no re'iyah ziva on day 12. She saw dam on day 12, but it was only dam nida, because day 12 is already after the yemei ziva, so there was no re'iyah ziva. So too, in middle of the Yod Aleph Yom, if she didn't have a re'iyah on the day following her re'iyah, Beis Shammai is going to be machmir and say, I don't care, she could have had one, and therefore we're metame all the mishkav moshav. So Rav Kana, Ras Hashayni, Rav Kana says, no, you can't be medayik one from the other. In this case, she saw dam on day 12. I understand, it's not dam ziva, but you could see why the Chacham would make such a chumra that she's metame mishkav moshav, because that could easily be confused. But when she doesn't see dam on the day following re'iyah, it's not necessarily clear that we would be machmir. Am Rav Yosef chirasa mayhavi re'iyah denidi. Rav Yosef says, but who cares that she saw dam on day 12? It's not dam ziv, it's dam nida. Am le'abay le'Rav Yosef, Rav Kana hachi kakashalei. Rav Kana was asking the following. Bishla me'echa dera'asa. I understand if she saw dam on the 12th day, even though it's not a re'iyah ziva. Gazrin and re'iyah denida atu ri'iyah dezava. We're going to make a gzeira that ri'iyah denida atu ri'iyah dezava, that she's going to be mitami mishkav moshav, because people might make a mistake and might confuse those two things. Elehecha de lo rasa, my nigzarba. But if she didn't see any dam on the day following her ri'iyah, why is there any room for a gzeira? She's just pasha tar. Va'otna, and furthermore, we have a mishnah mesecha zavim. Haro ri'iyah achashal zav. If a person sees Riyas Ziva on one of the days of the Yud Aleph Yom, Beishamei Omrim, Kishomeris Yom Keneged Yom, that when he goes to the mikveh after his Riyah, so is as din of a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, like a Zava on day two, that just like the whatever she touches after she goes to the mikveh is Talui, it's Omid Besafik, we're not sure, we have to wait to see if she sees Dam later that day, and then we're going to have to be Metame everything she touched today, or if she doesn't see Dam for the rest of the day, and therefore we could be Metar. Beisilil says, no, it's not Talui, it's the din of Balkari, that as soon as a person goes to the mikveh, they're Tahar, and there's no Suffolk on the Negiyah, they're absolutely Tahar. So once the Mishnah says that according to the, thank you, that according to the Beis Shammai, she has the din of Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, which has the din of a Zav, so we could say that from the fact that that Shitas Beis Shammai by a Zav, Lagabe Tumas Mishkavos Mishavos, Lacharia Rishona, we can compare that to Mishkavos Mishavos of a Shomeris Yom on Yom Sheni. Tanya, the Tanya by a Zav, the Brisa tells us, Hamesit Esariya, if one moves the Tipa that of the Riya Sazav, Beishame Omrim Tolim, Beishame says, we're told of the Tumma Misafik, that if the Zav goes and sees again, so it turns out that they're a full fledged Zav, and they're Metame Lemafreya from the first time that they saw that first Tipa, and it's a Metame Behesit. But if you don't, if they don't see a second time, so then it's not a Tipa Zav, and it will not have been Matami Behasid. Beisil Matarin. Beisil said, no, it's like being Mesit Keri. A person does not become Tame when they're Mesit Keri. So, meaning the halacha is that a man who sees Ziva twice becomes a full-fledged Zav. If he only has Ziva once, he doesn't become a full-fledged Zav. So let's say he sees Ziva once, and I don't know if he's going to see again. I don't know if he's going to see another time. So that's the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beisilel. What is the status of that Ziva, of that Tipas Ziva? So Beis Shammai says, yeah, it's Ziva. You have to treat it like a potential Ziva, that it's Tolan at least. You have to wait to see, and it might be Ziva. Beisilel says, no, right now, he's not yet a Zav. And therefore, right now, it has a status of Keri, which is not going to be Metame. Okay, we're right in the middle of a Brisa, but Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up this Brisa and hopefully finish up the Masechta and Shas.